APR's controversial, ambitious project is to create 3.5 million acres of public and private land that its supporters often call an American Serengeti. If successful, it would be larger than Yellowstone National Park. Some ranchers in central and northeastern Montana resent APR and its wealthy backers for buying or leasing their neighbor's land and turning loose free-roaming bison. Fifth-generation rancher David Carrasco used to be one of those ranchers. Laura Huggins, the CEO of Wild Sky Beef, remembers her first meeting with Carrasco.
He came up to me and he said, "Hi, you're my enemy." And I said, "Are you sure about that? I don't think you're my enemy."
I guess at first it was. I used to call him the enemy. And
Carrasco ranches south of Malta on the Fort Belknap Indian Reservation. Sitting at his kitchen table, Carrasco says he changed his mind after talking with Huggins and another participating rancher on Fort Belknap. About 2 years ago, he agreed to let Wild Sky place 5 cameras on his ranch to document mountain lions, bears, and other predators on the land. He's paid for each photo.
It helps my bottom line at the end of the year. And, you know, like I say, I don't put up any of my hay. I buy it all. And the money that I receive from them through that business is, it helps buy that hay.
The money to pay Carrasco comes from Wild Sky's sale of grass-fed and finished cattle, raised primarily from outside Montana and sold to customers on the west and east coasts. Huggins says they're willing to pay more for their steaks, branded as wildlife friendly.
The Wild Sky beef, and that's just a PR smokescreen.
Cattle rancher Ron Stoneberg.
Because if they really were interested in helping the ranchers, they'd quit buying the ranches. It's as simple as that.
The Anderson Horse Ranch is located north of the CMR Wildlife Refuge. This cow-calf operation is bordered on two sides by APR land. The family is not interested in joining the Wild Sky program. Sierra Stoneberg-Holt says they're already wildlife friendly.
The coyotes are really a part of our environment here. And we find that it's best to interact with them as individuals, because there will be specific individuals that will choose to attack calves. And then it's a very good idea to remove them before they teach anyone else or anything like that.
It's difficult to separate Wild Sky from APR and its bison. Ron Stoneberg, a retired Montana Fish, Wildlife and Parks biologist, says the family's worried about APR's non-management strategy for its bison.
I want to make sure people understand we're not anti-bison in any way, shape, or form. We're against free-ranging bison.
Wild Sky's Laura Huggins says she's not met with the Stoneberg family. She says a lot of times ranchers will say no. Huggins says it takes time to earn the trust of ranchers.
Yeah, I think the beauty in Wild Sky is that we're not anti-cattle. We know that there'll be ranches up there always, you know, and so we want a way to work with the ranchers that want to stay.
Wild Sky wasn't created to advocate for ranching. Instead, Huggins says it's to create a wildlife corridor that stretches from APR's land to the greater Yellowstone ecosystem and eventually the Glacier Park area. She calls it the Montana Wildlife Triangle.
These wildlife that live in Montana need really big spaces, and that's where they moved historically. They're trying to move there now. So if we can expand the wildlife program to bring on a few ranches, let's say between the Yellowstone Corridor and American Prairie Reserve, then we can essentially create stepping stones or safe havens for some of the wildlife trying to move, let's say, out of Yellowstone to escape the cold winters and make it back to the prairie where they were historically.
To meet that goal, Wild Sky Beef recently signed up a rancher in the Shields Valley, just east of Livingston. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News.